I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Today we're following along in our series for the summer on gratitude. And we have been looking already at personal gratitude, the emotional side of it. And last week we started looking at putting gratitude into action, which I call ethics, me and ethics. So today we're going to continue looking at me and ethics. So this is our personal ethic as opposed to the community ethic. We're going to start exploring next week. But today is the personal ethic of gratitude. Now, as we've seen in the readings this morning, David was not good. There was strong language used at our Bible study this morning at 8:30. But nevertheless, David, God can use any instrument for God's purposes. And we were seeing that David had a black side. And I think I've used that over the years, that his ethic was poor. I mean, that was not a good ethic that he did, both in taking Uriah's wife and then having Uriah killed for his own purposes. That is not a personally good ethic. And we all know that. But the essence of this is that God, no matter how bad we are and things that we have done, we can put it behind us with God. Once we ask forgiveness, God forgives totally and we move on. And I think that's the important part of that, that no matter how black we may be, when we turn and come to God, God loves us and walks with us. No one ever has to give up. It was an important reading for me when I was working as a prison chaplain, let me tell you. But we move on today with the ethic, personal ethic, how we practice our gratitude. And we saw in the gospel reading today, gratitude being expressed by people and amazement that with God, there's always abundance. With God, there's always abundance. And God can turn scarcity into abundance, enough for all. We, in our personal ethic of how we do our thanksgiving, we must have a clear mind of past attempts that we may have had of expressing gratitude that failed. And that we must be clear in our mind that that was yesterday and today's a new day. Thinking back to the Old Testament lesson this morning, David didn't get stuck. He realized what he had done. And if you read further, you will see that he did ask for forgiveness and did take responsibility for his action. And that's the important step. We have to be clear that what happened yesterday, and if we totally take responsibility and we must move on, we must be a people in our practice of gratitude. We can't get caught by the mistakes we've done. Oftentimes we get into a hamster wheel and get stuck, but we must move forward. So in gratitude, we clear mind, we wake up today and say, I thank you, Creator, or thank you, Lord, for this day. It's helpful if we to try to break the cycle, because we often judge ourselves more harshly than I think God judges us. That's important, and the second step of this is to recall positive past events. We often, as human beings, focus in on mistakes we've made, and we go over that mistake. I can remember, I'm a terrible speller. I spell better today than I ever did before. Thank you, spell check. But I can remember always missing them. When we were in school in Quebec, you had to make 75 to pass spelling. 60 for everything else, but spelling was 75. And I would come in at 70, 71, and I would beat myself up for days about missing that word, you know, leaving the U out in neighbor or something like that. And you have to get over that. You have to start, instead of focusing on that, you have to move forward and think about the positive things that you've done in the past. So if you're going to learn to practice gratitude, it's try to be positive and remember in yourself the good things you've done in your past. We also have to see wide. We often really get tunnel vision, but we have to start seeing in a broader scope. Today is the best day of your life. I've often found a lot of people who keep looking backwards. And I'm reminded in the scripture you heard about Lot's wife. And when she looked backwards, what happened to her? She turned into a pillar of salt. We, which is a sign of bitterness, we must always focus in on a wide perspective of what are we thankful for. I am thankful to be alive in this day. I'm thankful to be alive in a day with sunshine. Not that I'm unthankful for the heat. You know, we have to keep focusing in on what is the positive. See wide that today is the best day of your life. I know it's difficult some days when you wake up with arthritis or aches and pains, or you can't see well, or your hearing is not as good as it was when you were 16, or whatever it may be. I know it's a challenge, but try to work at practicing gratitude, seeing today is the best day. The next thing is, in this practice of gratitude, is to be resilient. I always think of myself as being like the bonzo bear. You remember, there's other names for it, but it has a weight in the bottom and you push it over and it pops up again. You all seen that toy that kids play? Well, we have to be somewhat like that. We have to start seeing ourselves that we can pop back up again. With God, nothing is impossible. As long as we're alive, we can always pop back up again. And to be resilient. We have to also start see Thanksgiving in the events of the day. Instead of looking at what we don't have, there was a psychiatrist called Banks, not Ernie Banks, the baseball player, but Dr. Banks. He has a whole lot of recordings, and you can find him. He's a psychiatrist in New York City, and he always used to say to his patients, keep your eye upon the donut and not upon the hole. And I think that that's very true. We have to see that we're giving thanks for the day's events. What am I giving thanks for today? I begin my day with prayer and I end my day with prayer. And I always reflect on what do I give thanks for today? Not what got me down, but what I'm thankful for today. We also have to start realizing that when we take positive actions, it begins a spiral of going up in positivity. So as you give to others, paying it forward, trying to do things charitably, it begins a spiral of doing more of it. And you are starting to live our lives as a life lived in gratitude, not in fear. We're living in an agendaed time where a lot of media is pushing a fear agenda. Some politicians push fear agendas because it manipulates human beings to their own advantage. But we are Christians. We are following Jesus Christ, whose liveliness is in our hearts. And we do not have to be afraid. The scripture reading today is calling us not to be afraid. Also, all the time, we are not just receiving things or giving. We are always receiving and giving. When I woke up this morning, I woke up in a country that's free. I've received the freedom. I have life from God. I've almost died a number of times, but here I am, and I give thanks for that. So try to make an inventory as you wake up. What am I giving thanks for? And give thanks for that as you come to each day. And this whole idea of gratitude leads us to a mindful practice of gratitude, the ethic. Every day I have what's known as the daily office. I have a daily office in the morning, and I have a daily office at noon, and I have a daily office at night, where I intentionally set time aside to give thanks to God. Sometimes it's a formalized prayers, and other times it's not. But there's always a time of gratitude and giving thanks. Believe it or not, I give thanks virtually every day for you. I feel that this is one of the most wonderful parishes that I've ever been associated with. And I give thanks for all of you. Sometimes I name you individually, sometimes collectively, but I'm always giving thanks for all that you do and who you are as a community of a church. God is not a divine vending machine. I've had people say to me, how do I pray? And I say, well, how do you pray? Tell me about what your prayer life is now. And so they give me a long list of gimmies. And after a while, I think, you know, I need to remind people that God is not a vending machine where we plug in something and we push the button and we get something back. God is not that way. God is a giver of all and of all things. And that we have to be thankful for what we have received. God is also a God of justice. And part of our gift is to fight for justice for others who don't have it. The Anglican focus for us as Anglicans is on devotion. And that's why we had these prayer assist little booklets that you can get forward day by day. There's things online. There's all kinds of things that we are focused in on a devotion. In fact, if you look on our webpage, Carol Taylor has posted twice a week, Sunday nights and Wednesday nights, evening prayer. And you can watch the evening prayer and do it almost any time, anywhere in the world. But it's a sense of joining with others, giving thanks. And the daily office, the evening office is there, Compline, for you to watch and look at any time. So how do I make gratitude a part of who I am? There's five steps to personal ethic of gratitude. The first step is to be always aware that God is always present with us. God dwells within us. God dwells around us and amongst us. God is always present. We are never alone. We may feel that way at times, and that's a human thing. But God is always present with us. The second step to living a life in gratitude is to review the day at the end of the day with gratitude. What am I thankful for from what I've experienced today? It's a personal thing. And you may be thankful for something that nobody else would be thankful for. But you are thankful for it, and you are aware of it. It's an attitude of thanks. We also have to pay attention to our own emotions. Remember, I've said previously that emotions have no morality. And sometimes our emotions can overwhelm us and make us spiral into negativity. And sometimes our emotions can take us into false elation. We use emotions as part of a mood altering. Just be aware of the emotion that you have. And as you're thinking about your day and reviewing it, what emotion is overwhelming me at this moment? And try to focus on a central feature of your day. What has happened today that I'm thankful for? It may be many things, it may be one thing. It may be something that is, you know, like I was gardening and I was afraid that I'd injured myself and maybe got an infection. And I worked away at it and we cleaned it up. But I was thankful that I didn't have to worry about my skin being infected. That was something minor maybe for everybody else, but for me, I was grateful for that in that moment. And the other thing is, to start looking forward to tomorrow. Don't look forward to tomorrow with dread. Today is the best day of your life, but tomorrow is going to be an equally great day. You know, so look forward to tomorrow. Even so, there may be things happening that you don't want to have, still look forward to tomorrow. Gratitude is like tending a garden. It's something you work at. There are weeds that appear. Pluck them out. Just keep working and cultivating and becoming more and more happy with Thanksgiving. You know, we live in a society which tends to overvalue struggle. We sort of get these books or the movies. It's all about the struggle. How often do you see a movie that is not fear-based? There's all kinds of fear-based movies. We wallow in fear and struggle, but it's overwrought. We really are a very blessed people, and we are to live in gratitude and give thanks to God for that. Grateful for the gifts that we have been given by God and through others from God. It's easy to be gratitudinous or thankful when we have the winds pushing us along. But sometimes we are challenged. And I know that many people here are challenged with health issues, and they're like headwinds. They push against us. But remember to try to push back against them and see in the midst of it little bits of things that are happening for which you can be thankful. My call today, as we look at personal ethics, is try to have gratitude being our way of life. That we are people who naturally give thanksgiving. For we are the people of love, loved by God, and who God is always with us. And as we receive the sacrament today, I pray that we are aware that we are the people that God blesses and that God loves, and that God loves the world. May we live in love and gratitude. Amen.